Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Scrutinizing those contractors.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Government contractors, they're doing a lot of work for us now. With the war in Iraq and Hurricane Katrina rebuilding, contractors are getting more taxpayer money than ever. But are we getting ripped off? Today, Congress kicks off 3 days of hearings to take a closer look at the contracting business. Eric Kneeler reports.
Allegations of waste, fraud, and abuse in Iraq's reconstruction are nothing new. But a public grilling from Congress? Now that is new. Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman says he wants to know why 70 audits have revealed missing money.
Anywhere from $8 to $20 billion was shipped in $100 bills from the U.S. Treasury to Iraq. We want to find out what happened to that money.
Overall, government contracts have doubled since 2000 and now surpass $400 billion. Industry Rep Stans Holloway says there's a good reason.
The kinds of skills that the government needs to help meet its missions today are more expensive than that which is being paid to federal employees, then that suggests it's the government that's out of whack with the marketplace.
Soloway says Congress should reform how the feds manage contractors rather than bashing private industry. In Washington, I'm Eric Kneeler for Marketplace.
A couple of companies pulled Wall Street in opposite directions yesterday. The Dow gained 8 points to 12,661. Walmart sales figures gave the Dow a lift. But the NASDAQ lost 5 to 2470. Microsoft shares dropped 2%. Investors aren't so sure Windows Vista is going to be all that for Microsoft. Some other notes from the street. Today, Walmart rolls out the beta version of its online movie store. Walmart will have a lot more movies to download than iTunes. That's because the studios like that Walmart will sell movies at different prices. And Kodak unveils a new kind of inkjet printer for photos. The cartridges will cost half what Kodak's competitors charge. And the ink's supposed to survive 100 years instead of the usual 15. For the past year, beluga caviar has been a no-no. The United Nations banned the trade because beluga sturgeon in the Caspian Sea were running dangerously low. But yesterday, the UN lifted that ban. Some American business people who you'd think might be delighted about this aren't. Ashley Milne-Tite explains.
A group of American chefs has written to the UN asking them to keep the beluga ban in place. Lamar Thomas is one of them. He's executive chef at East West Bistro in Athens, Georgia. He says about half of U.S. restaurateurs are concerned about dwindling fish populations, but only 10% take those fish off the menu.
They're afraid to take the risk. I started 12 years ago and I decided to spend most of my time researching for sustainable fisheries. I love food. I want to have a job 10 years from now.
So he sticks to serving food that doesn't threaten to become extinct. He says it's part of a restaurateur's job to educate customers and that you can do that and keep them happy. In fact, he says if he served rare caviar or even swordfish at his restaurant, his customers would rebel. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
In Bangladesh this week, a group of women business owners demanded their own separate banks. They want the same access to capital the men get. Female entrepreneurs in this country have the same problem. Less than 10% of venture capital goes to women-owned businesses. Still, in many other respects, women are changing the way companies are run. That's the premise of a new book. The author is Margaret Heffernan. She's owned several companies herself.
One of the things that's so striking about the companies that women are building is that they tend to adopt a leadership style, which is about building very, very strong teams, but is not about building, you know, the Titanic chief executive that knows everything, decides everything, and is the tent pole. Part of what that does is it builds an asset that's more valuable, because when someone buys that company, it's sustainable without the founder.
Okay, that's the good stuff. Now, where is the Achilles heel for women who run their own companies?
If there is one, I think it's that often women don't know how good they are. That they sometimes will grow their companies more slowly or more gradually because they don't have the confidence that perhaps they should. Now, the good news is women are much more likely to ask for help than men are. And so one of the characteristics of the companies that I studied... That's right. That's exactly what it is. And one of the characteristics of the companies that I studied is that these women had surrounded themselves with very astute advisors.
Well, we all like to hear stories. Can you give me one of your favorite stories from the book?
Sure. I think one of my favorite is Carol Latham. In the 80s, Carol Latham was working for BP in the ceramics department. And, you know, she wasn't a computer expert, but she looked around and she thought, computers are becoming a very big deal. What's going to be the limiting factor on their growth? It's going to be heat. And she went to BP and she said, we do, you know, thermal ceramics. I think we could crack this heat problem. And they all said, no, that's not the business we're in. That's not the business we're in. Go back to your bench. And she became so frustrated that she finally left BP to set up her own business. And she created the world's finest thermally conductive material. There's a little bit of Carol Latham inside everybody's laptop today because she cracked the heat problem. Hmm. And when Intel introduced the Pentium chip, guess what they had? They had a big heat problem. And Carol Latham's company was the only one in the world that could solve it. It just goes to show what women can do and why they should be listened to and taken a lot more seriously.
Okay, Margaret, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Margaret Heffernan is the author. The book is called How She Does It. In less enlightened times, girls grew up on the Easy Bake Oven. Oh, they're still around today, maybe a little freer from gender roles. But we didn't know they were dangerous. Hasbro is recalling almost a million Easy Bake ovens. Apparently, some kids have gotten their fingers caught in the oven's opening. At least 5 children have gotten burned. The recalled ovens are purple and pink. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.